This is Elin Jewell, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
In case anyone gave us any trouble, we walked all the way back to Cortez. You sang, "Help me, dear doctor," at the top of your lungs. You'd been soaking up drink like a sponge. Little boy down the street, we all heard you mournfully call again and again for a burden. Roberta, Roberta, Roberta. The mountain towns burned red, consumed by a sunset. I'd be happy disappearing under colors like that. And I fell in love with trains, haunted by the old refrain, "You ride the Southern, I'll ride the Santa Fe." Stand a perfect thing, but I was too young to know any better. And I'd give the world if it were mine to let these memories slip my mind and wake up next to you one more time. One more. One.
Good afternoon, friends and music lovers. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff Robson, your host here till 4 o'clock. Thank you for being here. Hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. That's the plan anyway. You can always let me know whether you're having fun or not having fun. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can't phone me this week. We are pre-recorded. Couldn't make it live down to the studio, but I got so much to talk about. Had to put something on for you. But you can still find me on the Twitter, Jeff Robson, on Facebook. You can look up the show, Tell the Band to Go Home. And, you know, whatever. Love, love, love to hear from you, so consider dropping us a line. It is the long weekend, I know, so lots of you might be catching us on the podcast, especially love to hear from the podcast listeners. So, you know, take a moment and do that if you would. We kicked off today's show with a beauty. Man, hadn't heard that one in a while. Had to go back to it. That one goes back to what year? 2011. A song called Santa Fe from Elin Jewell. And I got my first chance to see Elin Jewell last weekend at the Calgary Folk Music Festival. They do throw the word music in there for some reason. The 37th Calgary Folk Music Festival happened last weekend in Calgary, Prince's Island Park. And I hadn't been back there in like 10 years. So it was neat to go back and see what's changed and what hasn't. And in truth, not a lot has changed. There's still some things that really bug me about the festival, but a whole lot of things that I absolutely love about it as well. So we'll talk about some of those. And you know what? I'm actually going to let you hear some moments from the festival. I had my handy-dandy recorder with me, and I decided to flick it on a couple of times and managed to catch a few magical moments. We'll hear a brand new song from the comeback performance of Kathleen Edwards. That'll be pretty cool. And a couple of fun little workshop moments, including this one right here. This song has to be, if I had to pick like one song, this is definitely a highlight. Got to see this one a couple of times. The song is by John Langford. He was there playing with the Mini Mekons. Now, I've known of John Langford for years, honestly, mostly because of his visual art. He does a lot of album covers and stuff, and I love that. He's also been part of some great compilations that I've got and stuff, but I've never really spent some time listening to the Mekons or John Langford, and I realize now what a complete idiot I am, because he was just so fun everywhere he went. And not just John, of course, Sally Timms was there, and Rico Bell making up the Mini Mekons. On Saturday, saw one of the most incredible workshops of my entire life. It featured the Mini Mekons along with Bonnie Prince Billy, the Sadies, and Robbie Fulks. And those seem like kind of, you know, a bit of a weird combination. But John Langford and the Sadies made a record together called Mayors of the Moon. So they played a bunch of songs off that. Robbie Fulks and the Mini Mekons have a fairly new record out, and they played some stuff off that. I didn't know how Bonnie Prince Billy fit in, but apparently he's got a new record coming out of Mekon's covers, which is kind of cool. So he knew a bunch of songs. So every single song, it was no round robin by any means. It was like one band featuring different singers, and it was incredible. So much fun interplay between the bands. It was just a crazy thing. And this song came up. This song is not from that. This recording is not from that workshop. Unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to flick on the little recorder during that. I guess I was too busy being blown away. This one comes from a workshop on Sunday that featured Carolyn Mark along with the Mini Mekons, Robbie Fulks, and Elizabeth Cook. And it was right near the end, actually the very last song, I guess, of the workshop. Carolyn and John Langford kind of decided to do this song together because she knows the song, and of course they know the song, and they got everybody else playing on it. And right near the end, they actually jumped down off the stage and went and sang through the crowd with the thing. So at the end, there's a lot of instrumental, and you can't really hear and certainly can't see them running around the crowd, but it was pretty cool. This is a song called Are You an Entertainer? Led by the Mini Mekons and Carolyn Mark. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
We have a little something special. Not what planned would be stretching it. We happen to know the same song. You were pretty excited about that. John Langford wrote it. Terry and I sing it on tour all the time.
Sally Timms once described this as the worst song ever written.
Well, that means she loves you.
It just means it's the worst song ever written.
No, when English people say mean shit to you, it's they love you. Well, I love this song. You didn't see.
It's a true story.
And
why do you play this song?
We love it. Why not tell everyone?
Maybe it's my crazy man. That's your crazy.
Well, you can sing along. This is a song we ended with, a song that you can all sing along. We did it yesterday on stage 6.
Get the money.
They're quite good singers over here, but this is the first time we've played in the drunk petting zoo, so.
Do you want to know the background of this song, or did you hear it yesterday?
Background. I was born a poor Welsh child. The actual chorus of this song is "Get the money, don't leave anything behind," which was some amazing advice that was given to us by Tony Mamoni, the bass player in Pooh Urubu, when he played with the Mekons, because we used to not get the money, we used to leave things behind. And he said, if you're going to be a professional band on the road, you've got to learn these two things. So we put them in a song.
Well, we sang it at Pappy and Harriet's. We sang it. Okay. Enough for that. We sang it all around the room. We like left the stage, sang it all the way into the van, drove back to down the mountain to the hotel, and then the band's like, "Did you get the money?"
Should we like, you know what? That's actually brilliant because the song is based on an experience I had at the Desert Inn with Keeley
Oh
Smith.
Oh my God, it's all coming together.
Who was Louis Prima's wife, and Keeley Smith at the end of a set at the Desert Inn would walk through the crowd with a microphone.
We're gonna do that. We don't need no microphones though. We'll just walk through the crowd.
I sang with her
right to the beer tent.
And she looked at me and she said, "Are you an entertainer?" So that's what the song's called. Come on, Carolyn, you start.
Are you an entertainer? We grow up in the gloom of this stale hired room. Yeah, I'm a real performer. I'll drink this wine and blow cold up your bun.
Less than a whisper and a flicker of her eye. She could hold the whole room in a one-drop pie. Have a beaten out of her mouth, leave them hanging out to dry. We leave tonight, straight after the show. We drive for a while, get two cheap rooms. Get up early and go, man, go. Thank you.
Excuse me. Oh, this is Carolyn Mark, and when I'm in Winnipeg, I listen to nothing but Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was thinking of, because, you know, I got all these talented pickers. My songs are pretty weird. You say, I didn't used to think they were, but stuff like this has led me to believe that I have ODD. I'm just odd. in honor of Jeff Werner's 15th marriage anniversary to his lovely wife, Karina, we're going to play one of his songs because he knows how to write ones other people can follow along to without even having met before. It's magic. Like we've already begun. It has a mention of a drummer, but that doesn't have to be one. It starts mentioning the drummer, in fact. This is your song. Used to know drummer was a real up-and-comer, had the looks and the chops right there.
Thank you.
Thank you, friends.
This is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio.
Keep it light enough to travel.
That song is called Let's Dance and Celebrate the Misfortunes of People We Hate. Guilt free. Now, as some of you may know, I was raised a Jew. Yes, why do you get surprised every time I say that? Like a goldfish or something. What? As some of you may know, I was raised a Jew. You're not surprised that time. Actually, I remain one too. There's many reasons for that, Carolyn. They are not few, but I'll tell my favorite one to you. It's not what you think, it's what you do. Let's explain that. So anytime I've lost the battles and I'm feeling low, there's an emotional place that I can go. Does my God judge me for going there? No. I'll tell you what it is, and I'll start real slow. Whoa. Let's dance and celebrate the misfortunes of people we hate. It feels strange at first, but wait, once you get you got it, and then you feel great. When there's people killing children in my name, and my guts are churning with the horror and the shame, it helps me to contemplate. So let's dance and celebrate. For instance, old Joe Stalin, for some reason, thought there was some kind of Jewish doctor's plot. So he had some of them exiled and the rest of them shot. He wanted no Jewish doctor, but that's exactly what he got. Okay, getting to the funny part. Here is the part where we come to the joke. That's when he had a massive stroke. Oh God, Carolyn. Joe said, what's wrong, Joe? But he never spoke. A brain specialist might have helped him, but he got up in smoke. Let's dance, celebrate the misfortune of people we hate. It feels hard at first, but wait. Once you get it, you got it, and then you feel great. Oh, Schadenfreude needs no translation, so I guess I'll take it as a reparation. I'll take it out on a date where we'll dance and celebrate. Dee is acting all detached, and it feels like there's nowhere to reattach her. It soothes me to reflect upon the pathetic decline of Margaret Thatcher. And we clap. Ariel Sharon, his death lingered on and on.
Ariel Sharon, Ariel Sharon. His death lingered on and on and on and on and on and on and on. A supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I hope that Stephen Harper dies of muscular sclerosis. In Northern Ontario, First Nations Reservation Health Center. Or just a ditch. Let's dance and celebrate the misfortunes of people we hate. Feel funny at first, but wait. Once you get it, you got it, and then you feel great. Oh, bad things happen to good people, it's true. But at least they also happen to assholes. And sometimes that's all there is. Come so late.
I wrote this song with Hayes Carl. Hayes has a kid. I have three kids, and we also shared a similar experience where someone moved in our house and took our woman right in front of us. Really short person moved in our house and stole our ladies. He comes stumbling through the door with his bottle in hand, screaming while he's crying, now he's laughing again. Collapses on the couch in my den, closes his eyes while his mumble lid makes a mess of everything. And you don't care, rolls around the kitchen in his underwear, screaming all day, crying all night. Why am I all wrong and he's all right? My baby took the baby away with his baby boots and his big flat face. I'm a long gone morning, daddy says. My baby took my baby away. Things have changed since he moved in. I'm so in love with you, but you only love him. I'm getting jealous and I can't understand how I lost you to this little man. He's short, he's sweet, so many things out of the beat. But you are my wife, but I play second fiddle for the rest of my life. My baby took my baby away with his baby boots, his big fat face. I'm a long gone lonely daddy says. My baby took my steel guitar away. Got no job, and he don't pay no rent. He just lays there giggling with slobber all over his chin. He has never told you a lie. He's never made you sad enough to cry. He say his round belly is so fine, and then he make fun of mine. My baby took my baby away with his baby boots, his big fat face. I'm a long gone lonely daddy says. My baby took my baby away. My baby took my baby away with his baby boots, his big fat face. I'm a long gone lonely daddy says. My baby took my orange guitar away. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street to the same bar.
Well, I've had a kind of crazy, cool, excellent month because July is always one of my favorite months of the year because there's this, my birthday's in July, and so I was reminded that I'm getting hotter. And actually, speaking of getting hotter, well, okay, I'll get to that. But one of the coolest things that happened, other than the fact that there's this thing called, like, when Mercury's in retrograde, does everyone know about this? It blows donkeys. It's so awful. And I swear to God, sometimes there's, I don't actually really think I believe in it, but there's a period in June until about a week before my birthday, which is early July, and nothing goes right. Nothing. Everything's wrong. I say the wrong thing to people. I alienate everyone I know. I misspend money. Everything's just, it's stupid. Everything's bad. Everything's just bad. And so I blame this thing called when Mercury's in retrograde because I have to blame, you have to blame something. It makes sense. You blame something that's not you. And then my birthday comes around and everything goes right. Well, about a week before my birthday, a 1957 Les Paul Jr. that was stolen from my home was miraculously returned almost a year later and about 2 weeks before my gigs, which is weird. And it was dumped in a park about, like, I don't know, 5 blocks from my coffee shop that I own in Tittsville, Ontario. And it was left in a garbage bag, and it was clearly very intentionally left in a place where someone would find it and it would make its way back to me. There's just no other way to explain it. So that was good. And then the next thing that happened that was kind of unbelievable, like this really tops it, which is hard to believe, I know. I had to go bra shopping. And I don't know if any of you know this, but gentlemen, for those of you who, for the men out there who don't need bras, some of you might choose to wear them, but women of a certain size or dimension, whether it just be like anything that isn't B34, C36, life sucks for them, except all you little ladies with your mosquito bites. I fucking hate you because you have the easiest, sexiest bra shopping ever. Anyway. So I had to go bra shopping, and because, you know, I'm turning older and you gotta take care of the girls, you gotta take care of those things. And I went into this place, and because nothing ever fits, I hate bra shopping, I went to this place that someone said, this is where the ladies need a real pro to take care of things for you, this is where you go. So I went to this place. I go in there, and I'm like, oh, nothing ever fits. She goes, get in the room. I'm like, oh God, please don't hurt me. And she's like, okay, try this on. And I tried it on, and she comes in, she's like, pulling at my straps, and she's sizing it up, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is awesome. And she's like, no, too small. And she comes back and she's like, here, try this on. And the cup size said DD. And I was like, I am not a DD. And she's like, try it on. It's like, yes, ma'am, I'll try it on. Try that on. She comes in, she goes, it's good, it's close. I'll be back. And she comes back with a bra with the three letters DDD on it. I'm like, okay, now you're fucking crazy. She goes, put it on. I put it on and it was like the clouds parted. It was the best fitting bra I've ever tried in my life. She comes in, she goes, you're a triple D. I'm like, oh my God, happy birthday! I text everyone I know in the change room. I'm a triple D. Like, there are people who pay like tens of thousands of dollars to say triple D next to their name. So getting older apparently is awesome. I'm now gonna put that beside my name instead of Esquire or Songwriter, it'll just be Kathleen Edwards. Ding-ding-ding. Suck it. Not bad, just, you know, in general. Anyway, this is sorry, I know the guys are like, shut up, we hate this story. We heard it in the band the first minute we saw you. It's like, I'm a triple D! This is is a song about getting older and has nothing to do with bra shopping. So thank you for enduring my new song. And,
there's some brand new music from Kathleen Edwards. She hasn't been performing much over the past few years. She's been running Quitter's Coffee Shop there in Stittsville. She called it Titsville, just outside of Ottawa. And it was good to see her back on stage this weekend at the Calgary Folk Festival. She only did the one show, and then she went off to Edmonton to do their Interstellar Rodeo. And she had some nice things to say about Jim Bryson, who couldn't be there. He was off at the Dawson City Music Festival playing his own set, along with our pal Blair Hogan, which was nice. So she definitely missed him, but brought in Aaron Goldstein to play pedal steel guitar, which was a very, very nice touch. So they sounded pretty great, and she just seemed happy and positive and having a great time. She was very sincere. Genuine, down to earth. It was just, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. really enjoyed it. And great to hear a new song. I know that she's not in any hurry to make an album or do any touring or anything at all. But if you get a chance to see her at all, make sure you do it, because she's in a really great place, it seems, these days. And it was very nice to see that. So there's Kathleen Edwards recorded live at the Calgary Folk Festival. Before that, a great one from Bobby Bear Jr., a co-write with Hayes Carl, "My Baby Took My Baby Away." I just thought that was one of the greatest things ever. That was so great. Performed that at the festival. Before that, Jeff Berner, along with Carolyn Mark and Chris Demeanor, they were playing individually and as a trio. And that's from their trio set, "Let's Dance and Celebrate the Misfortunes of People We Hate." Yes. And Carolyn then, before that, with a Berner song, "It's All Just a Matter of Where You Draw the Line." I think that's a great song, and really enjoyed seeing her do that. She also did another cover, which we'll hear in just a minute. And we heard Carolyn, along with the Mini Mekons and Robbie Foulkes and Elizabeth Cook, "Are You an Entertainer?" A little live recording there. Picked up a few new records at the festival, including this one, brand new music from Carolyn Mark. You know, the first time I saw her in the weekend, I kind of thought, I don't know if I'm into this shtick anymore. But she warmed me up over the weekend, and so I went and checked out her new record, and it has a cover on it, which you may have heard her do on the Twang Trust a long time ago, yes. Finally recorded, along with some other old favorites and some new stuff as well. The new record is called "Come Back Special!" 3 exclamation marks. It's brand new from Carolyn Mark, and it features this song right here, which is written by N.Q. Arbuckle, who will be coming to the Interstellar Rodeo, although in solo mode, I understand. Oh, well. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
In another time when I quit smoking and I don't drink as much and my heart isn't broken and I wake up early, registered when my room is clean and beds paid at the local bar. When the foggy man bricked is in my favorite song and I do all the normal stuff no people do just to get along. I tell you how it's gonna be. I'm gonna write a letter just to say that you miss.
Wealthy people like to live
live near the water, pass the real estate down to their sons and their daughters. Generations so happy, enjoying the view. But when the water starts rising, you know what they do. The rich are gonna move to the high ground. The rich are gonna move to the high ground. Oh, look at your town. The rich will move to the high. Philanthropists say the poor are at the top of their priority list. But when the levees start breaking and the barriers fall, where will they be when we come to pay the courtesy call? With their mistresses,
wives, and
children and all, at the top of a hill behind a fortified. Cause the rich are gonna move to the high ground. The rich are gonna move to the high ground. Oh, look at your town. The rich will move to the high ground. Scientists find you get the feeling that some people really don't mind to see a new feudal age for the whole human race. Cause the rabble will finally be all back in their place. There'll be no revolution, we'll be weak as wet mouses, begging them to let our children serve in their houses. Cause the rich are gonna move to the high ground. The rich are gonna move to the high ground. Oh, look at your town. The rich will move to the high.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Snyder, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Slept all day, woke up in the evening to see if the believers were still believing. Convening, the sky seemed to be slightly leaning. My dad.
is funny. The things we feel, in arms and backs up to the wall, the hands we keep. 'Cause you make it right, you do it right for me now. And show me the flowers you drive.
Band there called the Northern Beauties. They were one of the few real new discoveries that I made. I quite liked them live. They've only got an EP out. Figured it was worth buying $5. You know, it's very, very slow. When they perform, they're a lot more high energy than that, and they sure are pretty boys. You know, I'm comfortable in my sexuality enough to say that they are very pretty boys. Let's you make it right there from the Northern Beauties. Before that, we heard Elizabeth Cook, who's also very pretty. We heard Cut and Diamonds, co-written with Todd Snyder, from her new album, Exodus of Venus. Got to see Elizabeth last fall with Todd Snyder, and she was happy, she was talkative, she was funny. At the Calgary Folk Festival, I swear, she was borderline comatose. Like, she talked a little bit between songs, and she played just fine. Never saw her stand up at any point. I think they just wheeled her out and put her on stage. And she just kind of, she didn't really look like she wanted to be there, I guess is the gentlest way of saying it. She also suffered from the Mary Gaucher, variety syndrome, wherein she played the same songs over and over again. All she played was the new album, went to see her concert, and she also did El Camino. But other than that, it was just the new album. That's it. So, you know, if you'd never heard of her before and you just wanted to hear her new stuff, I guess that was good. But those of us who are familiar with her older work might have liked a few older songs as well. So, you know, it was interesting. It was good. Didn't hate it. We heard something brand new in there from Chris Demeanor, song written by Jeff Berner. Boy, there's a lot of Berner content on this show, isn't there, Barb? The Rich Are Gonna Move to High Ground from Chris's new record, Entirely New Beasts, made with Ray Spoon, doing a lot of the programming and synths and beats and stuff on that neat record. And we also heard Carolyn Mark from her new record called Come Back Special. We heard her cover of NQ Arbuckle's In Another Time. We got to take a quick break and come back. I got a few more things to talk about from the Calgary Folk Fest. We've also got some new music and much more. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return pre-recorded after a couple of these.